Jordan Shaw was born and raised in Sitka, but he spent most of his adult life away from home, most recently working on subsistence issues with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage. He moved back to town in March 2013. So what brought him home?
Family. My mother's 88. She still lives here. My aunt and other relations.
His family has serious history here in town.
My grandparents, George and Mary Benson. My grandfather did a lot of the carving here in town. And you know, my grandmother sewed slippers, moccasins, other things, sold them on Front Street here. My mother was heavily involved with the land claims.
Eden Shaw's mother, Frances Widmark Sr., was a major force within the Alaska Native Sisterhood. Eden Shaw remembers being 10, 13 years old and spending time down at the A&B Hall.
Our father passed away just after I was born, so my mother raised 7 kids by herself. So she taught us to, when we're down at the A&B, we'd clean up, we would serve food to elders. We watched her do her work with Central Council when Sitka was on the forefront of land claims.
So what did he learn from those years as a kid, watching his mother's work?
Robert Rules of Order.
But more centrally, he says, he learned the importance of fighting for rights and resources for Native people. Until he retired, Eden Shaw spent a total of 22 years working for various federal agencies, including the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. For over a decade, he worked for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as a coordinator with the Office of Subsistence Management. In that job, he was a liaison between the regional advisory councils, which offer grassroots traditional knowledge, and the agencies that set the rules on subsistence hunting, trapping, and fishing on federal lands.
So I learned a tremendous amount from rural residents from Barrow down to Bristol Bay out the Aleutian Chain, Kodiak.
Eden Shaw says that one of his priorities if elected would be making sure that Sitka retains its rural status. Under federal law, that rural designation protects local subsistence rights. Since retiring, Eden Shaw has been working part-time as a driver for The Ride, Sitka's bus system. And if you've ever taken a ride with him, you know he likes to talk.
Very good. I'm a people person, so I love to get out and meet, see people. The ride provides that opportunity for me when I'm picking up passengers.
That's something he says he wants to bring to the tribal council. Eden Shaw says he'd like to see the council reach out more to tribal members.
I've been to a couple of the tribal meetings, the council meetings, and there was a handful of people there, but I think there's, you know, we're a tribal community here, and Sitka has a large number of people, you know, enrolled tribal members, and I just think that we need to. Whether it's through potlucks, informational meetings, getting people to come out.
He also wants to make sure the tribe has its financial house in order, and he'd like to see it take on new ventures to bring in revenue. He suggested investing in a couple charter fishing boats and working with young tribal members to become tour guides or charter boat operators.
I think you'd kill two birds with one stone. You could instill, you know, self-esteem confidence for young kids to go in and do what it takes to get a six-pack license on top of earning money.
As for why he's running for tribal chairman rather than a regular seat on the council, Eden Shaw says simply, "I believe I have the leadership qualities." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.